Like, how did Brian Belaga get through yesterday?
Brian Belaga went through practice smoothly. Today we'll be in a padded practice, so this will be good work for Brian.
Mike, you play a lot without Morgan this season. You got a lot of kids playing back there. How's the kind of everything held together communication-wise and everything else going on with that secondary?
Well, communication has been very good. I think really the communication has been one of the strengths for our defense this year, you know, just particularly from the play caller, Dom, all the way through. The network that's been adjusted on the sidelines, and it definitely has carried over on the field. So I think our defensive unit in the first four games has communicated very well.
Mike, is it a challenge when you don't have a lot of tape on a player like Gurley? For our defense to get ready for him, just because you maybe don't know his tendencies as well. And do you go back and even look at Georgia tape of the defensive players this week?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, particularly with ball carriers or quarterbacks, you pay attention to their style. So we have an opinion of his running style and really conceptually what they're doing on offense. So, you know, he's going to be a big challenge, you know, particularly with the commitment that they have to the outside zone. They run it very well, and when you have a big, strong, instinctive runner like Gurley, it definitely plays to his strength. So he'll be a big challenge for us.
And Mike, speaking of Morgan, I saw him jog around the field a couple of times on Sunday in San Francisco, but where do you think he is, and how cautious are you being with him?
Well, I mean, every injury is different. You know, the progression of his, you know, rehab is definitely increasing more and more. So until he gets to the point where, you know, the training staff puts him on the field for full practice, I mean, that's really when I, you know, have hopes for the player to play. But I think with that being said, the players are different. The injuries are different. You know, that's why we've always gone into the fact that you give him the full week to give it a shot. So he's getting better. So I know that the plan for him today is to increase off what they did yesterday for pretty much all the guys that are out. So we'll see how it goes.
Is there a line of demarcation for you, though, with guys that you feel comfortable enough that if they only go, say, on Saturday, that's their only practice of the week, you're okay with them playing, where there's other guys where you're like, look, if they don't go Wednesday and or Thursday, I can't play?
Well, a lot of that, I think the answer to your question is based on experience and relationship and so forth, and definitely history factors into that. And Morgan's history, you know, has been that, you know, we've given him opportunities in the past, and he's played in games probably earlier than he maybe should in hindsight, but that's all comes down to the relationship between Morgan and our training staff, and then ultimately myself.
Like, we've sat here and talked about slow starts before, but you've also had some fast starts, like 2011. Does this season, is it at all similar to 2011, or what ways it might be different?
2011. I don't know. Who did we play the first one? I don't know what the final record was.
Huh? You started with New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah, rightfully so. But, every season is different. Really, every game is different. To get off to a fast start was obviously the focus, which, you know, is every year. But I think more importantly is how we've played in games, the adversity that every team has to overcome to win a game, especially early in the year. We've talked about that time and time again. It's hard to win. You have to find ways to win games early, and with that, continue to grow as a football team. So that's the part that I'm excited about, because I know we can play a lot better. And I know as a football team, we know we can play a lot better. So we got a team coming in here that, you know, beat an excellent Arizona opponent on the road. So this is going to be a big challenge for us.
You can get teams into third and long. How does that tailor to what you want to do defensively and what your defensive personnel is?
Well, I mean, third and long, obviously, the percentages play to the defense, regardless of who's on the field. So you get to play downhill against the offense. And, you know, definitely we like our matchups there, too. So we're doing a good job with the pass rush, and our secondary has played very well. So the combination of both those things throughout third down is important. But, you know, definitely we need to take advantage of it in third and long.
Mike, I know a lot of work went into this to get B.J. Raji back where he is right now. But where do you think you've seen the biggest difference with him so far with the start that he's off to?
B.J., frankly, just being healthy. He's in the best shape of his career. He's healthy. B.J.'s always been a very, very smart, instinctive football player. Obviously unique in his physical abilities and measurements, measurables, I should say. You know, his yoga is really helped. I always get a kick out of him stretching during timeouts out there. It just doesn't look right, but or fair. But he's in great shape. I mean, he's you know, I think the biggest thing is healthy. The BJ is a hell of a football player. Always has been.
Enough to make you want to try yoga?
Who says I don't do yoga?
You know, do you?
Come on, we got to play in the Rams. Let's not disrespect the NFL.
All right. Sorry, I was trying to have a little fun. You've gotten a lot of 2011 questions. Rob just gave you one. Rogers faced a few the other day, too. You know that old saying about you're either getting better or you're getting worse in the NFL? Rogers has been great for a long time. How have you seen him get better, whether it's in his interactions with you or with his teammates or what he's doing at the line of scrimmage? In what ways is he better than as good as he was in 11?
Well, I think it's the case of a great player raising to a level, but great players make players around them better. And I think that's a huge, huge compliment to Aaron, just the time that he spends with other players and the program and all the things that go into it, doing things the right way. I mean, the things you never read about or will ever read about. But, you know, Aaron's never been fined for being late to a weight room workout. So, I mean, he just does all the little things right. And when you have a program, your best players have to be your best people. And he emulates that. So he makes people around him better. So I would say that's the difference between today and maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
What about his interactions with his – Randall was saying yesterday that he's let his guard down a little bit with guys. Have you seen that in your – just watching him or in your own interactions with him?
You know, that's probably more of, you know, more of a question than an answer from the locker room. Because, you know, frankly, him and I used to spend a lot of time together, man, but, it, you know, life changes. So, I mean, our Thursday meetings used to go – I mean, they could go for – you know, a very long time. So, I mean, so that's part's changed. But I think to answer your question, that's probably, you know, based on the relationships that he has in the locker room. I mean, Aaron's always been extremely open, and I have with him, you know, throughout our time together.
Mike, you're 10 years in. Can you imagine, you know, Jeff Fisher's 20 years in? Kind of respect you have for a guy that's been able to stick with it, a couple of programs, and do what he's done.
I mean, you talk about building a program. I think, you know, Jeff emulates that to the highest, is the fact that he can go into Tennessee. And, you know, the fact of the matter, I had an opportunity to interview with Jeff in 1999 at Tennessee and also interviewed here in Green Bay. I just marvel that the job he did there, because the actual Greg Williams was also on that staff also, and I spent pretty much the whole day with those two guys, and you know, we were in trailers, you know, they're building a stadium, and they were, you know, there's a couple 4 or 5 trailers that were put together, they're still building the facility and so forth, and really left there, you know, with a very strong impression, and I'll never forget the Jeff picked me up at the airport. He spent the whole day, you know, actually wrote me, you know, just really impressed with him, just on everything about his program. I can remember telling my father when I got back, he said, well, you know, how'd it go? And I says, you know, Dad, I says, you know, you always talk about trusting your gut. And I says, you know, if Jeff offers me the job, I said, I think I should go to Tennessee. And he goes, well, you're not going to go coach Brett Favre in Green Bay? I said, well, I'm just telling you based on the way the interviews went. And he's like, you know, so he's, you know, obviously told me I was nuts, and you know, you have to go to Green Bay, coach Brett Favre, if you get the chance. And ironically, you know, 99, I do come to Green Bay, and we all know what happened after that season, and Tennessee played in the Super Bowl. So go figure. But I've always had great, great respect for Jeff Fisher.
Two more. Mike, what do you like about your coverage teams right now, specifically your Gunners? on punt coverage, they seem to be doing a pretty effective job.
Definitely. I tell you, our young guys are really, really doing a heck of a job, and even particularly our gunners. I think you've seen Jeff Janis and Q just really stepping up there, and it'll be hopefully get Goodson back hopefully this week. We'll see how that goes. But the coverage units, as we talk about as a football team, you know, stopping and running the football and covering the football, the kickoff cover and the punt cover, that's what speaks to your identity or football team. You want to know how a football team plays the game, their personality. Those four units exemplify that. So that's something that I've always believed in, and I think through the first four games, we've definitely hit the target there.